you're welcome to another episode of the Classic Overdrive podcast. My name is Christy. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, you're welcome. And to my OG listeners, to my returning listeners, thank you guys so much for tuning in again to this podcast. I hope you guys had an amazing week. I hope you guys had a lovely week. And so far, so good. My week has been okay. Guys, the Classic Overdrive podcast is now on Spotify. So for my Spotify users, you can always check out the podcast, which is at the Classic Overdrive podcast on Spotify. So guys, I just want to say thank you to everyone for sharing and listening to every single episode of Classic Overdrive podcast from episode 1 to episode 16. And thank you so much guys for the love on episode 14, the Petite Beauty Queen episode. If you have not listened to that episode and you're listening to this one right now, please go back once you're done listening to this episode and listen to that episode. So many people had a lot to say on that episode. I have this comment from an amazing listener, which I'm gonna play right now.
So this topic is so good because I think we need to learn more about body positivity. Because some people go through depression because of their body, all those kind of things. But one thing I discovered, is that just do you. Because no matter what you do, a particular set of people will still come and tell you, why don't you slim down? Why don't you this? Don't do this, do that. You're slim, you're short. And everybody is facing it one way or the other. And yeah, we talk mostly about girls, but I know guys today have their own, but I'm not sure we get to know much on guys' own. I don't know, but I know guys to have their own. And, just do you. That's the thing. As in, this topic is really good. And someone like me now, I have a lot of stretch marks on my body. So you hear things like, you should use something like, aren't you using cream to clear it up? You know, all those kind of things. But I swear, I actually don't care. I know everybody wants like a spotless skin, do you understand? But at the same time, I didn't put it there, it's just natural. So the topic is really good. I really enjoyed this episode, like it's mad.
Thank you so much, Moi. So I just want to encourage you guys to keep listening to this podcast, to keep sharing this podcast with your friends, your sisters, your cousins, your family members, your enemies, your neighbors, everyone and anyone. I recorded this episode some weeks back, if not a month back, and I hope you guys love the episode. So I'm starting this segment on the podcast called the Classic Africana segment. I know I come up with very, very weird names, but this segment is a segment where we get to talk about being African, the things that make us African, you know, from our cultures to our traditions to our way of life to the things we believe in to the things that happen in our different countries. So whatever African country you're from, if you're from Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, South Africa, whatever African country you're from, let's come together and share our stories based on our cultures, traditions, you know, all that crazy stuff, from funny African parents to schooling in a typical African school to growing up in a typical African household and all that stuff. So today I will be talking about something I feel like everyone talks about, and this episode was suggested by my precious listener Angela. Thank you so much for this suggestion, and this is going to be under a segment of the Classic Overdrive podcast called the Classic Africana segment. Yes guys, the Classic Africana. I know I come up with very weird names, but I hope this sounds catchy. And on this segment today I will be talking about the things African parents say or do. Okay guys, specifically Nigerian parents, because I am Nigerian and I hope you guys can relate to this. And even if you can't relate to it, even if you're not African and you're listening to this episode, or even if you're African and you can't relate to this, ask your other African friends if they can relate to it. And I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and I hope I try to give it some, you know, vibe, some interesting touch. So yes guys, I'm Nigerian, currently living in Kenya, and I come from these two amazing Nigerian parents. Aww. Ooh, are very dramatic by nature. Yes, African parents are queen and kings of drama. So yes guys, let's just get right into today's episode. So yeah, the first thing I will be talking about is the unlimited advice they give you before traveling and before leaving for school. Like bruh. When you go home after a very long holiday, and then the first week or let's just say the first few days, they treat you like a queen. Like, you know, you see your mom bringing you breakfast in bed, they ask you if you've slept well, they even allow you sleep, which is so weird because a normal African home, you're supposed to be awake by 5-6, you know. Even if you don't have chores, you have to look for something to do. Like, you just can't be sleeping for no reason. Like, who are you to sleep for no reason in an African parent's home? No. You either wake up for devotions, or you wake up to clean up something, you wake up to go greet them in the morning to show you're hardworking, because you hear things like, is that how you're always sleeping in school? Don't you go for classes, so you're always sleeping like that? You know, stuff like that. And you're like, no, it's a holiday, I need to rest. Like, they don't get that. And then after the first few days, you just hear them coming to bang on your door for no reason, to ask you to pick up the remote where they are seated. You know, they start using you. As an African kid, you have to be used appropriately. They always want to give you chores that don't even make any sense. Like, my mom asking me to come and check if the wind is heavy. You know, I'm like, it's going to rain. You know, you're asking me to still confirm if it's about to rain. You know, yeah, some weird things they just ask you to do. But at the end of the day, they still love you. But it is what it is. And then when you're going back to school, they decide to take you out for a treat. That's if they want to take you out for a treat. Then when you guys are leaving home to get to your destination, it's a whole bunch of advice. Oh, remember the child of whom you are. That's the number one advice they tell you. Don't follow bad gangs, don't follow bad friends, beware of people, people are dangerous. Make sure you read your book, and only your books. Only anything else in this life is second. Your book is number one priority, and make sure you always pray. And then they give you the same advice for one full week before leaving, that it gets too much. But you know, when you get back to school, you start reminiscing, my mom. But sometimes, I don't know, guys, so this advice really work for you? Like, you always remember the things your parents tell you before leaving for school? Let me know in the comment section. This one is for the ladies. Ladies in the house, the AKA, stay away from men. Boys will destroy you. You know, as a lady, do not follow boys. Men will destroy you. It's like the key topic. And then when you're like 25, 26, you start asking you things like, who is he? Tell me his name. They're like, who is who? What name? You're like, that boy now. They're like, what boy? Like, tell me his name. Or when will you get married? Bring a husband home. You're like, you told me not to date you. Like, you're like, no. I don't even ask you to bring a whole list of boys. And they're like, is it the same boys you asked me to stay away from? Like, it's always so weird when they tell you to do such things. Like, and then when it's time for you to have the relationship talks with them, like maybe, for example, a kid hears sex on the radio, then you go ask your African parents, dad, mom, what's the meaning of sex? That's when you remember they have to go pack their clothes upstairs, or they have to go cook dinner that moment, or yes, they have to go see a friend down the street. Have you ever been in that situation where, like, you ask a question, or when you ask your parents where do babies come from? I've had several crazy weird stories of where babies come from in Africa. Some come from the supermarket, some fall from the sky in a basket, or you have to go pick them up from the bush. And some are molded with clay, guys. And some, God just gives mommy a balloon for the baby to come out. Don't expect a real sex talk from your African parents, because it's not going to come. They will dodge and dodge. The only thing they'll tell you is, some would even tell you, if a man touches you when you're on your period, you get pregnant. That is their way of telling you, stay away from men and sex. Or you hear things like, sex is destructive, it's the weapon of the devil. Well, Christians will agree with that, yes, but you know what? I feel like the better way is to, you know, approach the whole sex education thing when it comes to African parents telling you about sex. And yeah, this one that really pisses me off the most is African parents in comparison. So guys, take this scenario for example. There's someone in your street that is a rebel. Maybe you were sent abroad to do something, and then he came back as a drug addict or whatnot. And then the whole street knows the kid. You know how, I'm just saying, specifically Nigerian parents, they just be like, you know that kid down the street, the mother sent him to whatever, let's use another country like the US. He came back as a drug addict. Then, for example, let's assume you're looking for universities in the US. You'd be like, I don't want you to be like him. Like, we're not even related, number one. You may not even know the guy, but they'll say things like, no, we don't want you to end up like that. So we'd rather put you in a place where we can see you, where we can always come to say hi once in a while. And trust me, that's a very bad idea, because they never know when to stop coming to say hi. Yeah, stuff like that. So they compare you, or maybe someone just does something wrong, or a girl in the street gets pregnant. And trust me, guys, that's the worst example ever. Everybody hears the story in the street, and then
She becomes the example to other girls in the environment. She becomes a key example to premarital sex, to why she didn't have a baby, to why you have your whole future ahead of you. So we compare it with everything. If someone gets first in class, why can't you get first? Does the person have two heads? Does the person have two brains? It's not the same books I buy for you. It's not the same pencil you use. It's not the same school bus you guys enter. It's not the same school fees. Like, they compare every single thing. You don't want to know your areas of weaknesses, your areas of strength. You just have to do. Like, you have to do and overdo and overachieve. African parents want you to be overachievers. They want you to go for the best. And then they compare in several ways. The next one. In as much as I know African parents can have several crazy stuff, I'm going to add some good stuff in here. Like, when it comes to responsibilities, I can always give my African parents good credit. Like, they can tell you they're so broke, they don't have money. You want to buy a suite, there's no money for the suite, or there's no money for your dress. But you want to buy a textbook, anything educational, they would always pull up. It's their thing. They don't want to ever hear excuses or I failed, oh, I didn't have a pencil, oh, my school fees was not paid. They go high, they go everywhere. They go to different lengths just to make sure you're comfortable, you have what you need for school, you have what you need to progress. And that, I give African parents kudos. I know this doesn't apply to every parent out there, but some African parents really know how to go far for their kids. And this one, I feel like even if you are a grown-ass woman in your husband's house, your African parents would always complain about how much time you spend on your phone. And it's funny how they're always the ones to always send you weird WhatsApp messages. Even a good morning message from an African parent can be forwarded. Like, can't you just say good morning? Crazy WhatsApp messages they send to you. Some creepy things. For you to treat this virus, you have to use garlic and ginger in your water. It works. You're just WhatsApp doctors and stuff. But then when they see you on your phone, they complain a lot. Or when you're like, you have stomach pains, they're like, it's because you're always pressing your phone. You're always on the gram. That's Instagram, guys. On the gram. How is it going to help your future? That's what you're always doing in school. This is how you press your phone when I'm not around you. This is how you press your phone in school. This is how I try to unite my African parents, guys. I'm sorry for that invitation. Everything you do, if you break a plate in the kitchen, it's because of your phone. It's because of Instagram. It's because of Twitter. And then when you're trying to try out a new recipe from YouTube, have you ever seen the look African parents give you where you're like, I'm getting a recipe from the internet? Like, I'm here, I can teach you. Mommy, you don't know how to make Italian food. My next point is the evil look they give you. If looks could kill guys, so many African kids would be dead. Dead, dead, dead. When I was a kid and then someone is trying to give me something like a sweet, first thing I always do is look at my mother, because I know if I take that sweet, I am so dead, like really, really dead. So I'm always looking at her like, sometimes they, when the person now looks back at them, they smile, they give this very huge smile. And then once the person looks away and you look at them, they give you this, I will kill you, I will bury you. That evil look they give is like the signature Nigerian or African mother look. Like, that look alone is enough to correct you not to go wrong, not to make mistakes in life. Even as an adult right now, and I'm sitting next to my mom and she gives me a kind of look, I start apologizing, I start asking what is wrong, I start looking at things I've done, you know, I start reminiscing, okay, so what am I supposed to do now? Am I supposed to sit down here or stand up? You know, you start thinking about your life before you get hit. And they basically love to throw things. To be a slippers, the slippers is a favorite item. It could be a book or a remote. Those items, when you're close by and they give you that look, please just stay as far away as possible because you're about to get murdered. Moving on to my next point is the fact that African parents are not big apologizers. They're always right. How can you, a kid, be right? Like, why are you arguing? I actually don't like arguing with Nigerian parents because there's no point. Even if I'm winning, they still have to win because, yes, they are the parents. They are the adults here. They have to win. And when it's time for them to apologize for something they've done wrong, mom comes to my room and she's like, what do you want to eat? I'm like, I'm not eating. And she's like, I'll make your favorite. She's like, don't worry, I'll also buy you Puff Puff. For those of you who don't know, Puff Puff is a snack in my country. Then she goes out, then she goes to buy stuff. Or she be like, now, why are you now angry? You know, people make mistakes. There's still no sorry coming up, guys. There's still no sorry. It's because of that small thing you're now angry. You know, I'm your mother. People don't get angry like that. Even Jesus forgives people. Guys, just keep in mind, there's still no sorry. It doesn't come out. Then she just starts to crack her jokes and she starts telling you stories. And that's just it. That's the story. Just take it or leave it. The story has been said through the food, through the gestures, and through the tiny things they do. Or you hear things like, okay, follow me outside. Okay, I'll buy you a slipper. And they start hitting you with their elbows, you know, trying to talk. I'm like, oh God. But you just have to take it. That's the biggest story you'll ever get. Moving on to my next point. I love how African mothers can get so overprotective. Like, when you go on full superhero mode, it's like the best thing ever. Have you ever been in a situation whereby someone is trying to attack you for being wrong and your mom just pulls up for you, like pulls up like, yo, that is my kid? And that's when you hear the secrets of, you know, African mothers know the secret of each other, like each other's kids. When they're seated together, they will have this group discussion of, my child did this, my child did that. So when you're coming for their child, they already have your secrets to bombard you back, like, yo, give it to them, they give it back to you. Like, they're so overprotective of your kid, whether their kid is wrong or right. Like, when you go outside and you're involved in a fight, an African mother will defend you in the fight. She would even yell at the person for you, give them the African mother style, then wait till you get home. That's when you know your mom knows you were wrong and she would whoop your ass if you're still a kid and, you know, scold you. But at the end of the day, they love you and they would always protect you outside. They'll never really embarrass you outside. But that doesn't mean African parents don't embarrass you outside. I've been in front of my crush several times and that's when my mom decides to tell me to pack food from the table, or, you know, she tells you to come do all those chores. And you're trying to impress your crush that you're soft, you're a gentle lady, you're a lady, you're ladylike and stuff. And that's when she decides to say things like, ah, this one that was drilling inside the car. I'm like, oh God, no, mommy, don't do that. There's a guy here that likes me. They always decide to embarrass you at the wrongest time. It's either in front of your crush, in front of your friends, in front of your family, friends. And you know how kids never forget, how these people never forget. They always end up using it against you. It's like, ah, this one that was snoring. You just say things like, oh God, mommy. You try, the embarrassment is real, guys. So always brace up for the embarrassment and they still try to protect you despite the fact that they love to, you know, spill out some of your little dirty laundry outside. Oh yeah, and there's this other, that you can tell me anything point. Talk to me. I'm always going to listen. Scam, guys. It is a scam. Do not fall for that shit, because you're telling your African parents, so mom, I had a breakup. Just swallow whatever you have to say. You have no problems at that moment. Try to remain as straight as possible. In as much as they have this superpower where they know something is wrong with your kid. For example, you can even be sick and you don't talk. Your mom just automatically calls you to check how you're doing. She knows something is definitely wrong. Or you sound off. They really push to know what's wrong. And if what is wrong is more of a personal, just try to swallow it as much as possible. Do not fall for that trap. Because once you leak out that secret, oh my God, it's going to be used against you. Like, for example, let's say you had a heartbreak and then your mom is like, what is wrong? And then like, a boy broke my heart. It's like you take back this statement, which you can't, or you just apologize that it was a mistake. I don't know what you're going to do, but try to take it back, because so it's boys you're not looking at. What have I told you about boys? At this age, you're not supposed to be thinking about men. Think about your future. Think about this. Think about that. So, nah, no boys talk. Make sure it's not relationship stuff. Make sure it's not extra personal stuff. Maybe it's about school stuff and, you know, some other stuff that you feel they can understand. But don't fall for that trap, guys. It's a very deep trap and you do not want to get into that. And yeah, so I don't know if this happens to most people, but I've experienced the thing where African parents love to matchmake you, especially with their friend's child. You know how they catch feelings when they see you with other guys, other males talking, but when they see you with their friend's child, they're like, ah, and then there's always this fake smile, fake blush, and you're like, is this the same mom that is always against boys? That's their way of matchmaking, and like, ah, they're husband and wife. Just know it's either you already have a fixed marriage with that guy, or they're trying to make you, you know each other. And I don't know, as adults, when they see you're not bringing boyfriends home, they take it upon themselves to be the African Tinder. They help you search, they tell their pastor's kids that you're single, they tell the choir master that you are single, and they always tell the people that are close, like not really closer to them, places that you're like, okay, they don't really have to know I'm single in this area. Everyone in church now knows you're single. They're trying to help you out because you don't have the vibe to talk to the boys. So the pastor knows, the choir master knows, people at their workplace knows, even probably your gate man might know you're actually single. So yeah. And I don't know if most African parents do this, but there's always this part where they tell you not to have friends. I know sometimes they give you advices which are honestly quite realistic, but sometimes when you just look at some parts of the advice, you're like, I still need friends to function. And think it's just the natural trust issues that comes with being an African. Like, you know, friends between friends and stuff like that. So they want you to learn such things like, don't have friends. You hear some of them saying things like, how many friends have you seen me with? And then when it's a party, they have a whole cocoon of people in the house. And then you're wondering, so where are these people coming from? Well, just people they know. And then there's this thing, I don't know. I think these days, most African parents are quite open to kids doing things outside of school, like learning how to play their guitar, going to cooking school, learning how to bake and stuff. But some African parents are so against extracurricular activities. Do not, I repeat, do not focus on other things. Your books should be your number one priority. Focus on school. Everything is school, 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 school. Like, if you call, I'm on a trip. Is it a school trip? You're like, no, it's a personal trip. I was like, eh. They might actually cut off your spendings and be like, she's not using the money for school anymore. Now it's extracurricular activities. But these days, I feel like they're really open to their kids learning other stuff and, you know, doing other things outside of schoolwork, because they've seen people can be quite successful without school stuff, but school stuff still wins. Yeah, and before I end this episode, I'm going to end it with some childhood scams. Have you ever experienced this as a child where you want to follow your parents outside and then they tell you, go and put on your slippers, I'm waiting for you outside here? Guys, that is when I think I started having trust issues as a child, because when you go and you come back, they're already gone. So in as much as you try not to fall for that trick every single time, it always works. Like, kids, they're so gullible. And that part where they tell you, if you carry first in class, I'll buy you a bicycle, I'll give you a gift, guys. No matter how hard you carry the first, these gifts don't come. Like, they do not show up. It's just a way of pushing you just to be good at school and just get good grades. And the, oh, let me keep your money for you. I feel like if, as an adult right now, I should be having good savings with my parents. But I dare not ask. Dad, Mom, the money you've been keeping from me since I was a kid, can I have it now? Did you ever get cash from visitors and the first thing your mind tells you is, go and give it to your mom to keep it for you? Or sometimes they even offer, bring it, I'll keep it for you. And then when you go to ask, when you see something fancy you want to buy, like a disco ball, like a Christmas hat or a nice pair of shoe, and then you go ask and they're like, your mom is like, I've been taking care of this kid since you were a kid. You stayed in my womb for 9 months. I breastfed you. Did I ever ask you for 1 naira? So what are you asking me for? The rice you ate yesterday, where do you think the money came from? But she said what? Don't worry, I'm taking your money, then you'll not eat in this house again. I'm like, oh God, you know, that is not fair. At least now people keep money for their kids in banks, they open accounts for them to use later in the future. But for real though, that money thing was always an issue. They even tell you, I'm keeping it, it's in the bank, it's in my bank, I'm keeping it. Anytime you need it, just come for it. And you know, at the end of the day, you don't even have the balls to go and ask for it, because you know. And even when they allow you to keep the money, they ask you, can you borrow me? And then it never gets returned. They even tell you they'll borrow with interest. And I think every African parent has said this. I was always first in class. So who was last? Who was last? Because everyone was the brightest. Everyone was bright. Everyone was intelligent. They were all good. They were all, you know, A students. They tell you, me, during my own time, I went for this competition. I went for that competition. I was number one in class. I did this, I did that. But then you know, I get to see the result, and you cannot question them because you dare not. Like, who are you to question an African parent? That is when you know you're ready to faint, to die, or get a new house somewhere else. African parents are so religious. Have you ever gone to your parent and you're like, I think I feel sick? And then they're like, you're not sick in Jesus' name. Say, I'm not sick in Jesus. And you're like, I'm not sick in Jesus' name. Yes, good boy. Mom, I think I'm drowning. You're just playing and you're like, Mom, I think I'm drowning. You're not going to drown in Jesus' name. You're like, okay, it's just a joke. Or you crack some jokes and it just goes to, in Jesus' name. Everything is, you know, religious. I just want to hear your stories. So those are all the points I have for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to share your stories with me. And most importantly, guys, African parents, your parents love you. They love you and will always love you. And make sure you check on them. When we grow up, we always try to run away from them, to stay away from them, just to explore, just to have fun, you know, just to do our things our own way. And then we forget to check on them. Or when they try to call us, we hang up, we say we are too busy for them, we try to ghost them and all. Please make sure you call them, talk to them while you can, because there'll be a time you'll never get to see them again. Hug them when you can. Tell them you love them when you can. You can also send them gifts, buy them gifts. African parents really love gifts. So guys, make sure you talk to your African parents, interact with them, put a smile on their face, show them some love.
So guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you guys can relate to anything mentioned in the episode, make sure you guys send in your comments, your suggestions, even your stories to the Classic Overdrive podcast. You can always send an email to the Classic Overdrive podcast at gmail.com. You can also chat me up on WhatsApp. The number is at +254 779 327 885, or you can send me a DM on Instagram at the Classic Overdrive podcast, or a message on the Facebook page of the Classic Overdrive podcast, which is at the Classic Overdrive podcast. You can also send me audio notes, voice messages, whatever it is, guys. I'm always willing to listen. And if you want your story to be shared on this podcast, you can send in your stories. And if you want to remain anonymous, I will definitely keep you anonymous. And it doesn't have to be on the Africana episode alone. If you guys have stories you want to share based on episodes you've listened to, from episode 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever episode it is, you can just send in whatever story is you have. And guys, that is it for this week. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I hope you guys have an amazing week. And I hope April has been good to you guys, because April has been okay for me. So guys, see you guys next month. Do not forget to stay safe, wash your hands, and wear a mask. Bye.